Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to this special edition of the Bengal Tiger podcast. I am Billy Embody, excited to be joined by LSU linebacker commit out of Oconee County, Georgia, Whit Weeks. Whit, thanks so much for the time, man. How are you?
Of course, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. I assume you're riding a high still after last week's 33-9 win.
Yes, sir. I mean, we're back to work. Looking forward to this Friday.
And you know, you had a huge game. I mean, to catch everybody up on the podcast listening, all three phases of the football game, you finished with 106 yards and two scores from scrimmage, 12 tackles, three tackles for loss, a sack, two pass breakups, a 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Did I miss anything?
No, sir. You hit it on the head.
You know, a performance like that, I mean, do you kind of look back at it and say, wow, I just did all of that in one showing?
I mean, you know, Friday night after seeing those stats they're posted on Twitter, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But then, you know, come Saturday or Friday night, I mean, and then come Saturday morning, you know, it's on to the next one. Got to watch the film and look forward to the opponent we have this Friday.
So critique yourself a little bit. Where did you go right to have a game like that? And where did you maybe miss opportunities to even stack a little bit more on that performance?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say it's all in the week of preparation. You know, I believe that, you know, you win a ball game Monday through Thursday. And I, you know, week one, we came out and lost to our rival in a close one by 3 points. And we knew we had to go back come Monday and just go back to work. And I knew that it was going to take a big game out of myself and the rest of my teammates in order to get a win, because we played a pretty good Clark Central team. And they're, you know, they're a bigger school than us. And usually they're a pretty good football team, and we got after them pretty good. So we came out, had a strong week of practice, and then we were able to put on a show on Friday night.
Where did you improve your game the most this offseason to, you know, kind of be poised for a year like this?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten bigger since last offseason, bigger, faster, stronger. But really, I would say what's most improved on me is probably just the mental game of it. You know, playing linebacker, making reads, being, you know, fluid in the game of football has been huge for me.
You and your brother, Wes Weeks, current LSU linebacker, went through the recruiting process, and, you know, you guys – you kind of made a point like this was your decision when you committed to LSU. It wasn't necessarily that West was there. How much do you guys help each other though in your games in terms of, you know, looking at either your tape or just talking about what you guys see as linebackers out there?
Oh, I mean, we help each other a lot. You know, growing up when he was still here, we pushed each other more than anybody else would push us. My sophomore year when he was a senior, we got to play together. You know, we had a pretty good team that year, made it to the state championship, lost unfortunately, but that was the COVID year. I mean, all during quarantine, every single workout we did together. Every single footwork drill we did together. So, I mean, it really just created a bond between the two of us that couldn't be broken.
What have you heard from him ahead of his season opener on Sunday? What's his feeling like?
He's so excited. He can't wait to play. I mean, every time I talk to him, he's just like, man, I cannot wait for Sunday. I cannot wait for Sunday.
Well, it's a big one there in the Dome, LSU, Florida State, Sunday night. I'm sure you'll be watching. Are you going to make it over there, or is that one too tough to get over there?
Yes, sir. We're coming down for it. We'll be there.
Okay. All right. So a little bit of breaking news on the podcast. Whit Weeks will be in attendance on Sunday for
yes,
that
sir.
LSU game.
Yes, sir.
What are you looking to see out of this LSU team as you know, kind of evaluate your future team?
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely watch the defense hard because, you know, I started getting recruited by LSU in January when the new staff got there. So if you watched them last year, it's a whole new defense than it was last year. But I've watched a lot of film with Coach House, and I like the way the defense is set up and structured. So I'll definitely be watching the defense and the linebackers.
Take me back to that decision, you know, this summer to commit to LSU. What was it that made it the place for you?
I mean, really the people in the football made it the right fit for me because, you know, I live about 15 minutes from Athens, and my dad went to Athens. Everybody from around here is Georgia fans, and Georgia was recruiting me heavy. And I really just had to sit down and be like, my whole life, I've wanted to kind of spread my wings and do my own thing. And LSU's given me the perfect opportunity to, go start my life somewhere else. And football's just given me the path to do it.
I'd imagine Matt House was a big key in that. A lot of guys just watching him, whether it be in spring ball, fall camp, or even the camps over the summer, seems like a fun guy. What's it like sitting down with him?
He's awesome. I mean, like you said, he's the one of the main reasons I'm committed to LSU right now is because of him. He's awesome. I liked him the most out of any coach that I talked to in my recruiting process.
What did he share with you, whether it be about your game or about LSU and his vision for the defense that kind of stood out?
Yeah, I mean, he's more of an old school guy. He's not like all over social media or anything like that. And he's more of just a, put your nose down and work type of dude, which I like.
And now, Brian Kelly getting a chance to finally play that first game. It seems like this offseason has flown by approaching that milestone for him. What was he like in the process for you, and how important was he?
Yeah, I mean, he just told me he was like, we're creating a family culture here, and the culture here the past few years hasn't been the best, but we're making that change. And I was all in on it. I was like, all right, because, the LSU program going from winning a national championship in 2019, the two following years, they weren't to the standards that LSU should be at. So he was like, we're on an upward trip right now, and this 23 class is going to put us over the edge, and our goal is to win national championships.
You have a class that sits in the top five nationally for On3. You're a part of that group of prospects, talented. A lot of Georgia flavor in there. What's the relationship like with you guys, in terms of the Peach State commits in the class?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, that's just how it all unfolded with us Georgia boys committing to LSU, and we got a Georgia to Louisiana group chat. That's what the name is. It's Georgia to LA, but it is cool. It's I think the state of Georgia has one of the best high school football, some of the best high school football in the country, if you look at it from a recruit standpoint. All the recruits that come out of the state. So, I mean, it's good ball week in and week out.
No question about that. Are you close with any of the commits, whether they be from Georgia or, across the board in the class in particular that you've really kind of vibed with?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, all of them, because at the BK Splash, that thing at the end of July, we all got to go down and hang out, have a good time. And I mean, just texting the group chat just about every single day. I mean, we've gotten to build a nice bond that way.
Was that month of July where, you were part of it? I mean, so many of those guys jumped on board, and then they had the, kind of Louisiana run in August. What was it like seeing the class go from, a handful of commits to, what it is now, 21 commits? Looks like, good news is coming on Thursday with Zalance Hurd, but what's that like seeing that rise of this recruiting class?
It's awesome. I mean, talking to Sherman Bobby back in June, they were like, man, trust me, this thing's about to blow up. He's like, I know we only have maybe like three or four commits at the time. And they were like, just listen. They were like, by the end of the summer, you'll see we'll be a top 10 class in the country. And I believed them. And so I was like, all right, I'm on board too.
When you look at a run like that in recruiting, I mean, does it just kind of galvanize you even more to be a part of it? Do you kind of look at the guys in the class and you say, okay, this is really something that, you could build a, like you said, kind of a national championship, mentality?
No doubt, no doubt. I mean, the way I look at our class, I'm like, we have top five class in the country. We should be winning national championships here in a few years. That's the way I look at it.
And now, you're kind of locked in on your senior year. Do you have any other games you're going to get down to in Baton Rouge and take it in?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'll be able to get to a few games. Gonna go down to Gainesville, Auburn game at Auburn. Then the home games that I'm gonna get to is probably Ole Miss, New Mexico State, and there's one other. And then also I think Texas A&M on the road.
Well, you got the perk of, you know, your brother having the tickets, right?
Oh yeah. Oh
You
yeah. Oh yeah.
just got to find your way there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What was the family dynamic like, you know, with your dad, you know, going to Georgia and all that? Does he give you any grief? I mean, I know West is there already, so, you know, probably took a little bit of the burn off, but what was he like in the process?
Oh no, not at all. I mean, he was like, if you choose Georgia, it's Georgia, but if you don't choose Georgia, it's not. He was like, I'm not going to push you to go to Georgia just because I went there. I mean, you know, that was 30 years ago. It could have all changed. He's like, you do what you want to do. So, you know, he supports me and my brothers and whatever we want to do, whether that's Georgia or not. And it wasn't Georgia. So he's a diehard Tiger fan now.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. There's a picture of you guys on the beach with an LSU flag, and you know, it seems like you guys have some ties to LSU, you know, even before this.
So I think there's a picture of me and West outside of Mike's little habitat thing when we were like, he was probably 4 and I was like 2, and I think we had on LSU shirts, and I think it was because we were at my uncle's wedding down there. But other than that, we didn't really have any ties to LSU.
Okay, all right, but not your first time on campus, clearly, though.
No,
You've
no.
seen Mike, you've been acquainted. That was probably a couple mics ago,
Right,
honestly.
right. Yeah. It's probably not the same Tiger now.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself as a player on a team. Are you a vocal leader? Are you reserved? Are you lead by example? How do you go about leading your team?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can lead vocally if I have to, but I'd rather lead by example, you know, every day in work. And I feel like the team I'm on right now, we have, you know, our whole senior class is so bought into the program right now. All we want to do is just get to practice every day because that's where we have our fun in the day, is at practice. So I feel like I don't really have to be as much as a vocal leader because everybody's so bought in. Whereas last year it was kind of, I had to be more of a vocal leader, kind of telling the guys like, hey, come on, let's do it, pick it up. We need to start having a faster paced practice. But this year, I mean, every single senior on our team is so dedicated to what our goal is that, I mean, it's awesome.
What do you guys have to do to, you know, get back to a state championship, get that opportunity? You know, how hard do you have to push and you know, to make that a reality?
Yeah, like I said, Monday through Thursday is when the work gets put in, and we know that the harder you work Monday through Thursday, the better the outcome on Friday is. So we show up every single day ready to go.
You know, tell me a little bit about yourself outside of football. What do you like to do? What do you know, how do you vacation? You know, I know you guys were on the beach when you committed, it looked like. What do you like to do with outside of football?
Yeah, that was kind of like my little family reunion that we have every 4th of July down in Jack, right below Jacksonville at the beach, which is a fun time. But then outside of football, you know, hang out with my friends, go fishing, go do stuff, go find some food to get into, you know, all sorts of stuff.
What are you planning on majoring in? Do you know yet?
I think I want to play. I'm a major in business.
Okay. All right, cool. Any idea of what you want to do growing up? You know, anything that really has caught your eye?
You know, my dad owns a few restaurants here in town, so I feel like, and I've worked at some of his restaurants, so I feel like I've kind of gotten a firsthand look at how to run a restaurant and see how that business works. So I feel like maybe one day I can own my own restaurants.
Okay, very, very good. Speaking of business, I mean, NIL, it's a reality now. I mean, what's your take on that, watching that all unfold? And, you know, did it play any sort of, I guess, part in your decision in terms of, you know, what you could, you know, market and, you know, build off of as a player in college?
I mean, no, I wouldn't say that went into my decision at all, because the way I look at it, if you're not a quarterback or a superstar receiver, you're not going to be getting paid that much money anyway. So I just really went with the school that I love the most based on the school, not based on the money.
Okay, very, very good. But hey, I mean, you know, if you got it going, you know, the restaurant biz right off the bat, I mean, you could be going, you know,
Right,
getting
for
a
sure. It definitely is a positive to college football, 'cause I mean, now you can do stuff like that where you can get deals with restaurants and businesses. I mean, it's a cool thing. I'm glad NIL's around.
No doubt, no doubt. I've always thought it's a good opportunity for guys to, capitalize, and they're able to, do things. And some guys are artists, some guys are, musicians or whatever. They can now,
Right,
profit off that. And that's kind of,
that's awesome.
I think that's the good side of it. There's the kind of ugly, but we won't get into that too much.
Right.
Well, look, man, I just can't thank you enough for jumping on the podcast, sharing your story, all of that. It was a blast. Anything else to add about LSU and just kind of, what made it the spot for you that we didn't cover?
Off the top of my head, I think we covered it all.
Well, what's your prediction? I'll leave you with this. What's your prediction for Sunday night?
Oh,
Ooh,
I think Tigers are going to get after them pretty good.
okay. All right. No score prediction, but getting after them pretty
Shoot.
good, huh?
Yeah. I feel like it'll be a whooping.
Okay. All right. You heard it here first. All right. Well, Whit, we'll let you get on with your night, man. Thanks so much for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it. And we'll have to catch up later this year. I'm sure we haven't heard the last of you.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me.
And that was Whit Weeks on the Bengal Tiger podcast, giving us some of his time outside of a busy schedule. So we appreciate Whit. Appreciate all you guys listening to this edition of the podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Bengal Tiger podcast.